WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Get in the big seat, get in the little seat. Just get in where you can fit in, because School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, I cannot do math. You're not. But welcome to School Talk. You're on the west side, the main side, the best side, the west side, 244-9234-244-WBDJ. Also on the internet. I also got some good stuff out there, so check it out. I got my producer in the building. Bree!
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Friday.
It is Friday.
Almost a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was your week?
Pretty good. It was long.
You learn anything? You better say yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're at school. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, any plans for the weekend?
Just work.
Just work?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I ain't mad at you, though. Work. I'm going to do a show on work. Everybody works a lot. Work is good. Work is cool. Well, welcome to the big show. Got a guest in the house today. We'll get to our guest shortly, as soon as I can. We're going to do this, and then we're going to do that. Right now, we're going to do the...
Last Friday night, Ben Davis lost to Warren Central 28-21. But tonight, Ben Davis faces Lawrence North here at home for homecoming night. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. And you can catch the pregame show right here on WBDG at 6 p.m. October 1st is the Indy Westside College Fair and the Ben Davis MPA from 7 to 8:30. And October 8th and 9th are parent-teacher conferences in the BD Main Gym. That's October 8th and 9th in the BD Main Gym from 5 to 8 p.m. That's Ben.
October the 14th. That's an awesome day. And we're going to talk about that. It's October the 1st. You said 1st or 4th. What was that date on that?
1st.
I know. I just messed with me. I got the man in the house. He's going to be clear. Before I get to my man, I want to give a shout out. First, shout out to my wife. Happy birthday to her yesterday. So give me the magic button. Happy birthday to my wife. To her. Happy birthday yesterday. And, also, another shout out to my father-in-law. I'm just going to freak you out. Well, it freaks me out every time I talk about it. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they've been married. Well, put it like this. They got married in 1954. I was born in 1954. They've been married as long as I've been born. That freaks me out. I'll be 60 in October. They've been married 60 years. When I came out and they were smacking me around and making me go, making me cry, they were saying, I do. That messes me up. But hats off to my mother-in-law, Ms. Frank and Magnolia Hardy, 60 years of marriage. Go for it.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just freaks me out. Woo. Every time I think about it. But anyway, in the studio. Oh, man, this is great, man. In the studio, the college admissions coordinator, Ben Davis High School. I'm going to get straight to it. Mr. Terry Henry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome
good morning.
To School Talk.
Thank you for having me again. This is great. Every year I get a chance to come on to the show and just talk about some of the things that are happening in the building and what's coming up actually very soon.
But you know what? A lot of times you hear about what we're doing, and I don't know if you hear what folks say about you. I did a little searching on the internet, and I found some things said about you by some of our students.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat three of them.
Let's see.
One student, this is an entry made on 9/13/2014. The student said, "Mom made my life easier. I never went to college. He helped like 100-plus kids in 2 hours one night. Always follows up. Hope he stays forever. I got two more coming." Bam.
That was very nice.
I ain't done yet. April 23rd, 2012. "Without him, I would have been lost. Great man." Bam. It continues. Another entry, April 5th, 2011. This goes back. I'm going back to show how consistent this man is. The individual said, I would not have gone to college without Mr. Henry. He's the best, going to be the busiest yet. Ben Davis is providing students, y'all, with lots of opportunities in the big studio. I got to do it again. Mr. Terry Henry, push the magic button all the way.
I appreciate that. Those ratings are always interesting, but at the same time, man, when you put as much time as we do in the Office of Student Services with kids on a daily basis, and we just want to provide extraordinary opportunities into our urban school, and we've done that, and our data showcases that, and you just have to be able to rile the kids up and make sure that they know that they have a purpose.
Yeah.
And that purpose is to do something within the post-secondary avenue. So it's always great that, you know, I need to hear that. Yeah. All of us, yeah, teachers need to hear that on a regular basis. It gives us energy because this is hard work. Yeah. And we want to make sure that we're doing it to the best of our ability.
Bill Cosby always said the proof is in the pudding. And folks, hey, you see him walking the hallways. You see him out there at the college fairs. Mr. Henry, he does the due diligence. He is doing an awesome job. Now, back to awesome job. College. Gotta go to college. No, I'm got college go week. Tell me more.
College Go Week was an initiative started back in 08, 09. We sat down with the Indiana Commission of Higher Education, which is Learn More Indiana. They also covered the 21st Century Scholars Program as well. And they wanted to make sure that the state was dedicated to one program that would be able to showcase what schools were doing for college entrance. Well, we have 12-plus programs,
mm-hmm,
during our College Go Week. It is a... It has grown so large, and now that our school community is so used to the process and used to all the universities and the guests that we bring in, we've had a number of speakers, and I can go through those programs in a second.
Speaking of speakers, my phone went off. Who's on my line?
Me.
Who's me?
The old boy.
Oh, my goodness. This is two times. Push the magic button. That's what I haven't heard all year long. That is Don on our BD Dads. He is, I mean, when it comes to talking about BD Dags, look, you see BD Dags in the dictionary, you'll see Don's picture. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear from you. How's your daughter?
She's cool, too.
This is Don. Oh, man, the Don. I haven't seen you. Well, you know, you used to be in the hallways all the time.
The Don.
Yeah.
I was kind of... I'm kind of sit back for a while.
Okay.
And let these young boys and kids take over to school for a while.
All right.
Because you haven't hit 60 yet.
Oh, yeah, I understand that one, yeah.
And I had a long time ago. Well, so I just want to call in and say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did. We thought about you last week before last week. We hadn't heard from the Don. We was hoping your lungs, you was hoping you're doing okay and everything. You know, you're fighting a health issue, but like we all get old, but yeah. No, you're getting better though.
Oh yeah. But you'd be surprised how old I am getting, but I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Well, I tell you, but don't tell nobody. We just getting better. We ain't getting old.
There you go.
But you've been missed.
I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I turned over 30 years of marriage to the same woman this year.
Push the magic button. Congratulations.
Man, extraordinary. Congratulations.
I just want to call and say hi and everything. I hope we got you.
Well, thanks, Don. We're thinking about you always. Thanks for thinking about us.
I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
I will.
With and I'll see you sometime in the future.
All right, Don. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That was Don. I mean, he's like, when you come to BD Dads and giving back to our young people, you already know. The parent involvement with our young people is paramount. And the kids that you come across going to college, I mean, a lot of... I remember one time we had one student here, like, we have a number of students that never thought they could go to college. It never... we ain't got no money. We can't go.
There is a series of financial aid and monies that are there. I think that a lot of times, this is the first time that a student has to make adult decisions for themselves. And you think about those adult decisions, the fiscal responsibility that goes along with that. And the college process is a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with Pell Grants and with Frank O'Bannon money and 21st Century Scholars and all the local, regional, and national awards that our students are receiving, if you make the right choice, you'll be paying pennies on a dollar, if not paying nothing at all, to attend college. I'll give you a great example. Say if a kid is a 21st century scholar and they're applying to Indiana University. Now, if you're a 21st century scholar, it only pays for your tuition and fees. And that's what the obligation was since the kid signed up when they were in middle school. But if you have a 3.2 and higher, IU offers a program called the Covenant. It's called the IU Covenant Program. And we just brought in Mary Turner from IU Groups, and we brought in Marsha McGriff, the director of Hudson and Holland Scholars. And we also brought in Ms. Gainesville, who is with Indiana University, to present to our students on Monday, which was the first program for College Go Week. If you're a 3.2 and higher, receive a cumulative GPA of a 3.2 and higher, admitted, regularly admitted, conditionally or irregularly, to Indiana University, and you're a 21st century scholar, the state pays for your tuition and fees, right? Okay. Indiana University will pay for your remaining cost.
Wow.
So that means, I mean, it's a program that's been going on for a number of years. So when you hear about our kids, they're like, oh, I got a full ride to go to this. Because there are a lot of our kids, like we just had our 21st century scholars meeting yesterday. We had over 300 kids that were in the auditorium. You check on everybody's Twitter page because it was posted up. And every year we hold that program, and the state comes in, the state director comes in, talks to our kids what they need to do to get their money. And then they express those programs. There's a program with Purdue Promise that's just similar to IU Covenant. Now, the GPA is a little bit higher, but we send a series of kids into that. And that means that they're going to get their complete cost to Purdue. So, I mean, and then if a kid comes back and they don't have 21st century scholars, and they don't have that much money, you can pay pennies on a dollar through the ASAP program at Ivy Tech. You can get into the Unlimited Horizons program at Vincennes. These are programs that we consistently make sure our kids are applying for and that they're going after, because they're not going to have to pay. If they're either not going to have to pay, or they're going to pay very little to earn a 2-year or 4-year degree.
The kids that get me, I guess I would fall within if I was going through a period of time. I wouldn't qualify for 21st century scholars.
Okay.
Nobody in my family left me any money, so I don't have any money that I can. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. I'm that kid.
Okay.
What do you say to that kid?
Well, see, the first thing that we do is we make sure that we're working on the university entrance first, the admissions process in general. You know, what are your cumulative GPAs? What are your test scores? What activities? You can't start talking about paying for school until you know where you're admissible to. Then you get admitted into your school, and then you're going to get a series of invites to the campus. Either, the basic thing is orientation. Every kid should go to orientation.
Right.
Where you get all the good food, the t-shirts, and everything else for free from the university. You go and do that. And then after that, we're going to fill out FAFSA, which is the free application for student financial aid.
Okay.
Which every person, I mean, Bill Gates is the number one moneymaker in our country right now.
Right.
Even he is eligible for financial aid. And people don't realize that. That was one of our conversations. We had our scholarship and financial aid. Well, we had our scholarship and grants evening night, which was Wednesday night for the parents and the students. And we flew in a gentleman from Discover Financial from Texas. He flew all the way from Texas to Ben Davis just to talk to our kids. And he made sure that he expressed it. It's a great example. He was like, for the kid that's from Wayne Township or from any of the other schools, they would be eligible for financial aid. And Bill Gates would be eligible. Oprah would be eligible because the federal government makes sure that certain allotments of financial aid for certain institutions are available to you. After the FAFSA, which as you can see now, it's still a process because you got to go through it. You will know where you're admitted to, what your EFC, that means your family contribution is going to be towards your financial aid. And then they'll start sending you aid packages. They're called award letters.
Okay.
And those award letters will tell you on the left column, it'll say, here it is, room, board, tuition, and fees.
Oh, my goodness.
In the middle, it'll say, here's what scholarship and aid that we can give you from your FAFSA and from the state and what you've submitted to us. And on the right corner, it'll say, this is how much you either owe. And then this is the only time that I tell kids, you sound like Mr. Allen, when you say it, when a negative is a positive. Right. And when the negative is there, that means that's either money they're going to send back to you in a check as a refund, or that means if it's at zero, that means that you owe nothing. So after we line out all of those options, and the kid already knows where they're going to school, they know what type of aid package they can receive from the EFC, then we can start saying, hey, what automatic awards did you get? What type of local and regional and national scholarship applications did you fill out? There's a series of things. Then the FAFSA will also, their money will be added onto there. And then we can say, hey, I see that you'll probably owe $18,000 to go to Purdue. But I see that going to IUPUI and you're not paying room and board, and it says that it's $7,000, but the FAFSA gave you $5,745. $2,005, which is Pell Grant, you know, the max of the Pell Grant. So now you're looking at $2,000 to attend, you know, IEPY. But then they gave you $1,500 in work study, so you can get a job on campus for free. That means that school doesn't pay you IEPY. The federal government pays you. Now you pay pennies on that. You're looking at hundreds rather than thousands to attend. And then if you do that same package at Ivy Tech, which Ivy Tech costs $12,000 a year, right? So you're looking at a two-year program, $12,000 a year. Let's do the simple math. If the federal government gives you $5,745 if you max out Pell Grant, and they only give you that once, that means that you paid $5,745 times two for the two-year degree at Ivy Tech. So you're looking at a little less than what you needed to actually attend school. So you're looking at like less than $100 each year. Do the simple math. You're looking at it to $100 to $300.
But even when you come into high school and learn this, shouldn't we? I might be stepping on some toes, and we'll find out. We'll find out next Friday if I'm back on the air.
Sure.
Ninth graders, eighth graders, seventh, sixth, information to parents about college. Are they getting this?
Of course, because we have a new strategic plan that's actually, we had an old strategic plan that all the administration, the teachers, instructional staff go through how we're implementing college readiness to them. But then now they're developing another one because now we're into the Naviance program. A lot of the past graduates didn't receive Naviance. Now Naviance allows us to communicate effectively, not only equally to every student, but also to every parent or guardian. So that means that all the information, every bit of my college programming goes out to two levels of people, to every student and every parent. And 90% of my programs that are after school are open to the public. Wow. So any of these students and parents could come in and get that. Plus, during the school year, Learn More Indiana, our Indiana Youth Institute, our Center of Leadership Development, Indiana Latino Institute, La Plaza. I mean, I could go through the on and on of the partnerships that's been developed by myself, Dr. Butts, John Taylor, by the principal here. I mean, so many different programs. It's just extraordinary to think on how much those programs filter college and career readiness information.
There is no reason. Then apparently, I'm with word of our the way the world set up with information, the World Wide Web, social media, communication with the parents. So this information is there for the parents to know. Now, are there any questions parents ask that they're afraid to ask, or the conferences you have? And what questions? Are there any questions?
We have 1,100 seniors. I have a lot. But
is there one question or one or two questions that parents always ask that they think is a stupid question?
But it's I'm one of those people. I never believe in the stupid questions. I guarantee that. Usually the toughest conversations that I have with parents is around that December to February time when we're completing the financial aid documentation, because that isn't a holistic process. It's an individual household process. So that means that if you've, and you know our population, you know, we have a large free or reduced lunch population. We have a large 21st century scholar, ward of the state, orphan, families that live at or below the poverty line, or we have families that are the working poor. A lot of us are the working poor. It's not just the way that, we're blessed to be compensated, but at the same time, you're working, and all the your funding has to go to the things that your life needs. So we have a large population that is that, and a lot of them will come with their, hey, I recently been through a divorce, or my student is out of the house, or the life situations. I'm currently employed. All these other situations that some other families either going through, but you can't worry about those. You have to focus in on your college process. And those are the individual tough conversations that we have to have, because then as long as we plan in advance, that November to February before the March deadlines, then we can effectively help support a student get through the process. And it's been very successful. I mean, our scholarship dollars went from $3 million from like a class of 2003 from before I came here. That was the number. To this past year, we had $16 million.
Wow.
And that $16 million
scholarship dollars?
That $16 million doesn't even include all the money that we received. Our students, I could sit my valedictorian down with the several to 12 scholarship offers that they've received, and we add those up, that would be $2-3 million. I mean, Michael Araya and when Derek, when we had our two Gates scholars, them calculated for their Gates scholarship was over $210,000. The average was $210,000 to $230,000 per year for those different programs, just because they were going to these highly selective institutions and the money that the foundations were giving them. We only count the money that our kids are actually utilizing. So if you've been admitted to nine different schools, we only count like that one school. That's where our $16 million. So when you, as a public, when you start hearing a lot of townships and a lot of local schools say that, oh, we got $40 and $50 million. If Ben Davis High School added every one of our scholarship dollars, we would have already been into the hundreds of millions by now.
That's why I say West Side is the best side.
West Side uses the money. We publicize the money that our kids are utilizing, and it's no way to not know that the process works as long as you're a part of it.
Exactly. Young people, listen up. You want to go to college, there's no reason to let money be the reason you're not going. I mean, get Mr. Henry. You heard what the kids talk about him. Terry Haney, the college admissions coordinator at Ben Davis High School. You got a bus logo on somewhere today?
We're going to Indiana State. I was going to go over our college go week. We're going to Indiana State today.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had our large group meeting with seniors for 21st Century Scholars.
Mm-hmm.
In all the classrooms, all the guidance counselors and myself are meeting with the English classroom teachers for the juniors because we're doing junior college training. So that's another one of the programs. The Tuesday before that, and that evening, we had a scholarship and grants night, and I told you we brought in his name was Rodney. He came in from Texas with Discover Financial, and we have like loads of these beautiful booklets that we gave out. On Wednesday, during all the lunch periods, we have the on-site application fair.
Mm-hmm.
We had 40 of our feeder schools, your Indiana State, IUPUI, Ball State, all these campuses came during the lunch period. And this was a way, this is not just college fair. This is a I'm missing my transcript.
I saw
at
your
IU,
Twitter on that, yeah.
You will just walk in to see Ms. Gainesville at IU's table with her and her colleague and say, hi, my application says that you need my transcript. My counselor and us, we just printed it out. Here you go.
Wow.
Oh, you Purdue, you need letters of recommendation? Here's my three letters of recommendation.
Wow.
From Twine to Wabash to University of Alabama to Kentucky, all of our schools that give us preference were in that hallway during that time. So it was kind of nice to be able to have that, and it really pushes the buzz. The day before that, we had our Indiana University IU Groups, which IU Groups is an extraordinary program and we support a lot. And now today, we're going to Indiana State. Next week, we have the Indy Westside College Fair that we're going to bring in 140 universities. We'll still be presenting to juniors throughout the day. And nominations for scholarships and all those applications have already been disseminated out to the students back in August. And those selections by those committees that get together are going to be happening. I mean, I could run through this, but I got 58 programs, man. I mean, my goal is to make sure that stay in the process. Do the work because no one is going to do it for you. If you're a parent that's sitting there and you're helicoptering over your kid and you're filling out that stuff yourself, stop it. Make sure that that kid does it. They need to learn how to every program, every invite that we send out, we have given. These kids are the first group of kids to receive their own email address, similar to the colleges.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a Google email
time
through
to grow
Wayne
up.
Township.
Time to grow up.
The reason why we're doing this, we're mimicking the college and university, so you're used to it. That's how affluent high schools do it. We're mimicking the college. So when you get to college, they're going to change your email address to their email address. So you'll become Emerson Allen at IndianaState.edu. You become whoever you are at that college name.edu. We gave you a Wayne Township email. Every program for college, every program for remediation, everything is sent out to those kids' email addresses. And then if you're logged in parents, which all of you have a Naviance account as well, you can get the same messages. I think this is something that's so important. I keep reiterating it over and over again, because when you get to college, they're going to give you that email address. The professors are going to give you that syllabus. They're going to say, this is everything from the beginning to the end. Nothing will change unless Dr. or Professor such and such says so. And you need to get used to showing up on time for this short class. Go home, do your homework, do your sport, do whatever that you need to do, and get ready to come back and present. And then you finish those courses semester by semester until you get to the end and you graduate. Because that's how work and business works.
Wow.
So if you're not used to that, there's a problem. But in Wayne, you're getting that example. We right. give it to you. We follow up with you. We hold your hand until we can't do it anymore. Then it's that kid's decision. And it's a beautiful, it's beautiful to see you at graduation go across that stage.
Right.
Because we know we've experienced what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty. That's why people love high school graduation so much.
Folks, you just don't know how awesome high school graduation is. Because I know I didn't have a chance to do it. And I look back on my life, I missed that. And I can't go back and get that. And I don't mean to rhyme, running out of time. You know, you got to catch a bus.
Oh, but yeah.
Terry Henry, folks, parents, students, get with this man. It's no excuse why you can't go to, and you really need the education to survive in the business world. Believe me. Take it from a 60-year-old old man. You need education. We can do another show on that alone. But I know you got to catch a bus. I'm going to let you go. High five.
Hey, I appreciate you coming in. I do want to make sure that we do something with it. I really wanted to say this. We're about career. You always hear college and career readiness.
Mm-hmm.
We're about career readiness. So it's the same training. If a student is in the career center or not in career center and you want trades and apprenticeships, we have that for you. I'm active with all the military branches, even the Coast Guard. I pulled a Coast Guard guy from Connecticut that is actually here in Indianapolis. If you want an active reserve, National Guard of any of the branches, we send a series of students there. And then if you want immediate employment, I personally only support it if it has a management trainee side to it. But let's just say this. I'm saying that because college and career ready means that you have a plan that's solidified for the next number of years after high school.
Now, that's huge because we push college.
Sure.
Like, you know, second skin, like our skin, which we should do.
Because we're making kids college.
But some folks don't want to go to college.
Exactly.
But there's the trades.
The trades and apprenticeships and the union.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
You get a kid with an electrician's union or any of these. And
man.
You're in Wayne. You could come back to the career center. Our instructors are those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to go into law enforcement or fire science, our instructors are those people. They've actually experienced that. They'll tell you how those apprenticeship programs are starting out to $15 to $18 an hour. They'll tell you when you get done, after you pay for your own tools, which you'll keep for the rest of your life, you're making $25 to $35, depending on your specialty.
Yeah.
My whole family comes from bricklayers, from the brick masons unions, and from the electrician unions, because I'm from Louisiana. So underwater electricity is, you know, wiring is huge. My cousins were making $45, $50 an hour because, I mean, who else? They train you to scuba dive and they train you how not to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And how to
water, electricity.
And they teach you how to do it. So with the danger that comes with it, there's also the gift that comes with it because they're going to highly compensate you for it. So we don't want anybody to ever feel that. I think that we push college so much because sooner or later, you're going to have to go back to the college or university. Sooner or later, even in a trade, they're going to say, well, we have these two courses taught by Ivy Tech. You know, one in math, so you can know about measurements and this and that, and one in chemical science, so you don't burn yourself.
Right.
You can get college credit. When you go to the military, because you're a Marine. As a Marine, you earn, if you transfer to a college university now, your basic training and your leadership specialty program, those are college credits.
What?
Every kid that comes out now, prior administrations in the federal government made sure that those girls and those soldiers and sailors, they get college credit. So these kids are coming in with the first semester of college already paid for after basic and AIT.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is sooner or later, you're going to get to a college or university if you're training. Then when you're a professional, they're going to fly you to the colleges to you hear about these people. When you go to a college, to a conference, there's going to be university people there because the research and the data is what leads the productivity. So we're just getting you ready, and you're in Wayne, and this is what you get.
Nothing but good news on the west side, the best side. Terry Henry, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you. We're going to go jump on
the
bus.
And you made it.
The
whole 30 minutes.
Yep.
I didn't think I'd be able to keep him because he got so much to do. But October the 1st, 7:30 p.m., Indy Westside College Fair. Ben Davis and MPA, folks, this is great. Get in where you can fit in. There's no reason why you can't get the higher education. Don't want to go to college? No problem. We got Area 31, business and trades. I mean, you need secondary education. You need to get trained. You need to get that skill. You need to make a living. You need the education to do it. Hey, I'm taking it from a man who's been through some stuff been through me. Woo! I'm just full. Bree, what do you think? I know you're going to college. Where are you going?
Well, I applied to three colleges. I applied to IU, Bloomington, Bellarmine, and St. Joseph. So hopefully I'll be finding out sometime soon.
Well, Bellarmine, I'll get back to you quick. Kentucky is really good about that. And then, you know, IU, I hope that you are you looking at groups.
Yeah.
Are you not? Okay. Yeah. So make sure that you submit that. I appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing. Thank you, Production Master. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing.
Go ahead and load that bus up, Mr. Henry. Appreciate it.
We're going to get on the road and take these 55 kids down to see if they can get accepted on site.
Go for it. Well, folks, we did it again. News you can use on the west side. Terry Henry doing it. Admissions coordinator here at Ben Davis High School. You see what the kids say. See what we can say. See why we say what we say. Wait about what we say. That's why we say what we say. Mr. Henry knows this stuff. Opening doors for students, college trips, direct recruitment, grant workshops, on-site application days. As a parent, there's no reason why your child can't get the information because we got it here on the west side. Let's take you, send you to class. Woo! To the cause, to the parents, and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Hang with Mr. Terry Henry to get you to the next level. I know he will. Go all the way, because College Go Week is coming up October the 1st. And young man, be a man. If you got to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I'm sorry. Views expressed, of course, are less than the views of Ministry of Wayne Township. Benio's.